All right, good to see everybody. And today is actually a special day in the Vaishnav calendar. It is the disappearance day, commemoration of the disappearance day of Srila Rupa Goswami. It's the commemoration of the disappearance day of Gauridas Pandit. And it's the day after Ekadashi. So I hope you all had a very nice Ekadashi and chanted more japa and fasted appropriately. So, I was thinking about what we were going to talk about today. I think we'll just go to the Bhagavad Gita. I was going to do something nectarian, but we wanted to. I think the Bhagavad Gita's nectarian. What am I talking about? I was going to talk about the Lalita Madhava, Rupa Goswami's play, but I think it's better. Let me think about it. It's probably better to go to the Bhagavad Gita, because we're progressing very quickly with the Bhagavad Gita, and we're on the 10th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita. So anyway, so Rupa Goswami and Gauridas Pandit. Gauridas Pandit, just one thing about Gauridas Pandit, if you're interested in Rupa Goswami, you can look at our class that we gave this morning, and we're going to be posting that on YouTube in a few minutes after we give this class, because the class is broken up due to an internet glitch. But I have both portions of it. Okay, so let's do Gita tonight, because we're on the 10th chapter, which is a very exciting chapter, the Gita, the opulence of the Absolute. So first we'll chant Jaya Radha Madhava. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari, Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari, Gopi Jana Balabha Kiribadhari, Gopi Jana Balabha Kiribadhari, Yashoda Nandana Vraja Jana Ranjana, Yashoda Nandana Vraja Jana Ranjana, Yamuna Tira Banachari, Yamuna Tira Banachari, Jaya Radha Madhuva Kunja Bihari, Jaya Radha Madhuva Uma Kunya Bihari, Gopi Jana Malabha Giri Badadhari, Gopi Jana Balaguma Giri Badadhari, Yashoda Nandana Raja Jana Ranjana, Yasoda Nandana Raja Jana Ranjana, Yamuna Tira Banachari, Yamuna Tira Banachari, Jaya Radha Madhuva Kunja Bihari, Jaya Radha O Madhava Kunja Bihari, Jaya Om Vishnupad Padamahansa Parabhatikacharya Ol Sateta Satishi Shimad, His Divine Grace Abhaya Chananana Bhaktivedanta Goswami Marshila Prabhupad Ki Jai, ISKCON Founder Acharya, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Anantakoti Vaishnav Vrindi Ki Jai, Namacharya Srila Huridas Thakur Ki Jai, Rem Se Kaho Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shadvaita Garadha Shivasati Gaur Bhakta Vrindi Ki Jai, Shishi Radha Krishna, Gopi Gopinath Shyama Kunda Radha Kunda, Giri Govardhan ki jai, Vrindavanam ki jai, Mathuram ki jai, Jagannatha Swami ki jai, Yamunamai ki jai, Srimati Lasa Devi ki jai, Samaveda Bhakta Vrindi ki jai, Gold, Premananda, Hari Hari Go. All glories the assembled devotees. All glories the assembled devotees. All glories the assembled devotees. All glories to Shri Guru and Garanga. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale. Shrimati Bhaktivedanta Swami Namani Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pachari Nivisesha Shunyavadi Paschata Dejatari. Om Ganati Miranda Shaganan Jana Shlakaya Chakturam Meridam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. So, I offer my respectful obeisances unto the lotus feet of my spiritual master, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada, who has so kindly opened my eyes with the torchlight of knowledge while I was blinded in the darkness of ignorance. Okay, so we'll continue with our Gita class, our Gita study. And so we're on the 10th chapter, which is entitled The Opulence of the Absolute. And we're going to continue with text number 6. We did 4 and 5 yesterday. And we're getting very close to the nutshell verses. The nutshell verses are 8, 9, 10, and 11. What I mean by nutshell verses are these four verses are actually the very essence of the Bhagavad Gita. Very, very important verses. 8, 9, 10, and 11 in the 10th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita. So, let me open up the screen a little bit. Okay. So, we are on text 6. Here we go. Maharshaya sapta purve chatvaro manavastata madbhava manasa jatta yesham loka ima praja. Maharishaya, the great sages, sapta 7, purve, before, chatvaraha, 4, manavaha, manus, tata, also, matbhava, born of me, manasaha, from the mind, jataha, born, yesham, of them, loke, in the world, ima, all this, prajaha, population. The 7 great sages, and before them the 4 other great sages, and the manus, the progenitors of mankind, come from me, born from my mind, and all the living beings populating the various planets descend from them. So, in other words, the Lord, that is Krishna, and his womb is Vishnu, can create with any part of his body, and he has no need for his wife to do that. So many personalities come, like the 7 great sages and others, come just from Krishna's mind. Wow. And even personalities such as Lord Brahma can emanate living entities from different parts of his body, like from the middle of his forehead when he got angry, the Rudras came, the 11 Rudras, and they were pretty angry. So he got them married and they weren't so angry anymore with the Rudranis. So anyway, so even the higher living entities in different planets can create children from their minds or from other means. So Krishna does that. And so the living entities that Krishna created, especially the first living entity in this... spots in my computer. The first living entity in this universe, Lord Brahma, was actually created from Krishna's navel, umbilical cord. This umbilical cord coming from Krishna is actually a lotus stem, and in the lotus stem there are all the various planetary systems, and then from the lotus flower Lord Brahma was born, and there was no need of Lakshmi or any other person to help him create Lord Brahma. Lord Brahma was born full grown, no baby Brahma, just full grown Brahma. So Krishna can do anything he wants. That's the point. So, in other words, everything comes from Krishna, all people come from Krishna. This is a pretty simple verse to understand. The Lord is giving a genealogical synopsis of the universal population. Brahma, which as I just mentioned, is the original creature born out of the energy of the Supreme Lord, who is known as Hiranyagarbha. That means golden womb. So out of Krishna's womb, so to speak, or the navel, Lord Brahma is born. And from Brahma, all the seven great sages, and before them, four other great sages, namely Sanaka, Sananda, Sanatana, and Sanatkumar, and the 14 Manas we mentioned. I think we mentioned before that in each day of Lord Brahma, there's 14 Manus. Manus are the people in charge of a particular period. That period is called Manvantara, and they take turns, that's all, are manifested. All these 25 great sages are known as the patriarchs of the living entities all over the universe. Just like in the Bible, you have Abraham, who is one of the patriarchs. And it's interesting, Abrahama. It's a very similar word. Hey, Abrahama, Abraham. They are, I don't know what the connection is, but there appears to be a connection. There are innumerable universes and innumerable planets within each universe, and each planet is full of population of different varieties. All of them are born of these 25 patriarchs. These are also called Prajapatis. Prajapatis means those who have a lot of kids, or who are the original fathers from whom everybody descends, Prajapatis. Brahma underwent penance for 1,000 years of the demigods before he realized by the grace of Krishna how to create. Then from Brahma came Sanaka, Sananda, Sanatana, and Sanatkumar. Incidentally, Sanaka, Sananda, Sanatana, and Sanatkumar were not Prajapatis. Even though they're included in this list of great sages, they did not have any kids. In fact, interestingly enough, they remained as kids. Five-year-old kids, but quite educated. Most five-year-old kids are not educated, but they remained as five-year-old kids. And the reason they remained as five-year-old kids is because of their determination never to engage any sort of sense gratification. Even their father at one point, Lord Brahma, asked them to get married. And Lord Brahma said, it's time to get married, boys. You're 5 years old, a little early. But anyway, he says, it's time to get married. Or at least plan out your marriage. They said, no, Dad. We are not doing it. We've got other things to do. You know, we're philosophers. And Lord Brahma got so angry that not that steam came from his ears, but Lord Shiva, in his Rudra incarnation, as we mentioned before, the 11 Rudras appeared from his forehead. And those 11 Rudras, they were angry because they were a manifestation of his anger. And they, I mentioned this before a few seconds ago, he had to arrange for them to get married just to be peaceful. Okay. And actually, Prabhupada here says, the four Kumaras, and then Rudra, and then the seven great sages, and in this way, all the Brahmins and Kshatriyas are born out of the energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Brahma is known as Pitamaha, that means grandpa, the grandfather. And Krishna is known as Pita, Apapitamaha, that means the father of grandfather, or great-grandfather. That is stated in the 11th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, 11:39. So Krishna is the father of everyone, and he is the father of Lord Brahma. Lord Brahma is the father of these Prajapatis, except for the four Kumaras who didn't want anything to do with Prajapati. And then we're just descendants of them. We do some genealogy. Actually, if you examine our genes. And all the living entities proceeded from the same source. That's why there's similar genetic structures in each and every living entity. Because we all came from the same source. And it's not that we descended from a common ancestor to monkeys, which is what Darwin says. Darwin doesn't say we came from monkeys. Darwin says that there was a common ancestor from whom monkeys came and we came. Of course, that common ancestor, you may say, well, that's Lord Brahma, all the way back. So in one sense, you may say he's right, but not in the way that he intended. Because evolution does not occur. I got news for you. One species does not evolve to another species.